USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow defends President Trump's plan to nominate Herman Cain to the Federal Reserve Board. He tells CNN's State of the Union sexual harassment allegations against Cain don't concern him.
Whether it's Supreme Court justices or many other things, we've seen a lot of charges here. They don't necessarily pan out.
Past allegations by four women ended Cain's 2012 presidential bid. The Department of Justice defended Attorney General William Barr's summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's confidential report after two newspapers said Mueller's investigators felt Barr didn't properly convey how damaging their findings were for President Trump. On ABC's This Week, President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, was asked if the president or the White House was concerned the full report is more damaging than the summary.
No, because there's two conclusions that are important here. In General Barr's letter, he said, I'm only going to discuss the principal conclusions. No obstruction, no collusion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Former Vice President Joe Biden still getting criticism from members of his own party over how he's handling allegations of making people uncomfortable with his body language. The latest, Colorado senior Democratic Senator Michael Bennett on CNN's State of the Union.
I don't think anybody should make jokes about it. I think this is a really important time in our country's history when women are coming forward and able to say when they've been made to feel uncomfortable, whether in a sexual way or a non-sexual way, and people's voices should be heard on that. I think on the question of whether it's disqualifying or not, that's up for the voters in a Democratic primary and in a general election to decide.
Bennett himself planning to run for president, but a recent diagnosis of prostate cancer has delayed his announcement. Chicago's Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says despite criticism about her decision to drop all charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett after he was accused of making up an assault, says she's here to stay.
I am undaunted by the events of the last 2 weeks. I am committed to serving my term.
This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
A man hops in the ring with a legendary wrestler without permission and now faces criminal charges. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The 26-year-old man from Nebraska jumped into the ring and tackled Bret the Hitman Hart during the WWE's Hall of Fame ceremonies on Saturday night. The attacker was able to get a punch on the 61-year-old pro wrestling legend after entering the ring from behind Hart. This man was in the stands watching.
They were just watching him do his speech, and just kind of out of nowhere, a fan came out of the corner of the room and slid into the ring and kind of grabbed him.
The attacker was quickly overwhelmed by security and a lot of other wrestlers who were close by. They're at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. I'm Chris Barnes.
Country's Best will be in the audience in Las Vegas tonight for this year's ACM Awards. Jimmy Allen is up for New Male Artist of the Year. Spoke with Westwood One about his music.
I just try to put out something I love, you know, and hopefully the right people will hear it. Hopefully they'll like it. And that's all you can do. Just try your best and put it out there. And I don't really worry about the rest. I just let whatever happens, happens. Each song is like a child. Each one's different.
Texas Tech is playing Virginia for the program's first basketball national title tomorrow in Minneapolis. The Red Raiders put the clamps on Michigan State in their first Final Four win Saturday, the first appearance in the national semifinal for the program. Famous alum Patrick Mahomes, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, and his NFL teammate Travis Kelce celebrated the monumental victory inside U.S. Bank Stadium along with other Texas Tech fans making the journey. This is USA Radio News.